question that we had. There is a passage that some people try to use to say that makeup should not be worn. 2 Kings 9:30. And this is, it says this. When Jehu came to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. Everyone knows that name, Jezebel.
Not many daughters being named Jezebel these days.
No. So it says, so she painted her eyes with black paint and adorned her head and looked down through the window. Now, this is actually a reference to her being involved with things like witchcraft, sorcery, and how she was condemned for her ways and, you know, like luring men with her looks to sin and that kind of thing. So this is not a reference to say you cannot wear makeup. This is a reference to her appearance to sin.
If anything, it paints a good picture of intention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you know, what is your intention when you put on makeup? You know, what is your intention when you get dressed up? You know, like, because there is that fine line, you know, when we talk about what is modesty. I mean, like, because there's so many interpretations about, well, this is modest, that is not. If basically, if you think that what you're wearing might accidentally entice someone of the opposite sex or whatever, then that would be something that is immodest.
It's why do you do this to me?
It's hard to.
It's such a big question, right? Because at the same time, like, how many? Am I allowed to say this? Doesn't matter. Like, how many perverts are there where it's like you could be wearing a muumuu and people are like, "Oh my gosh," you know what I'm saying? So, but then at the same time, I think the Holy Spirit also gives us wisdom and discernment too. And usually, more often than not, I think you know if you're crossing the line.
Yeah, usually there's that sense that, okay, you know, it's cut too low or it's cut too high on the thigh or whatever.
Yeah. I've seen your bathing suit, Andrew.